We're in the middle of the story here of Shmuel going to Uman for the first time in 1971.
He never went there before. Yeah, so fine, they looked into their books. We saw all the books. He had a few books here and a few books here. And the people, they asked, what is this? They told him, they warned him, don't leave any of your books in our beautiful country, in our Gan Eden here. Outside, they had a... Outside the airport...
In Kiev.
Outside the airport, they had a hasai, a ride waiting for them. Of course, from the every tourist who came there couldn't do whatever he wants. The government was guiding exactly where they're going to go. They didn't want them to go to the wrong places, right? So they took him to the hotel Dinaifel, right? Because they also in the hotel they tell you which hotel you could stay, only this one and this one. Because there they have all kinds of hearing things, and they have people working for them over there.
Spying
and everything. That's how it was.
What?
No, you can't. You leave the right away, they run after you. What are you talking about?
No,
only when the state act takes you. That's how it used to be. That's in 1971. Communist. Yeah.
Right, like America.
Could have moved. Not exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, not exactly like America. And anyways, they took him to the hotel, but the guide, the KGB, didn't the KGB, right? They didn't let them sleep in one room, only two separate rooms. Yeah, two separate rooms. So?
Was there a door in the middle?
No. So we went to our rooms. So I was exhausted. The we're talking about who's saying this? The guy who escorted him? The Jew, the Chassid from London that escorted him.
Okay.
So he went, he said I was
so those two together, that's all?
Yeah. I was exhausted, that was it. Well, Shmuel, of course, didn't go to sleep. And Shmuel was so, what did he do? Of course, Tikkun Chatzot. And then prayer in the middle of the communist, the Bolshevik country over there. That was Sunday. Monday, early, after the davening, we went there, we went to the tourist guide in the entrance of the hotel. So, well, we want to go to Uman. That's simply what he said. So the communist, he looked at me and he said, he didn't say anything. He said, we'll check it, go back to your room and we'll give you an answer soon. Afternoon, you'll know. So we went back to the, I went to the room, he said. And Shmuel also went back to the room and he was davening, right? And he was davening, crying, tearing, washing the whole floors with his tears. Maybe Hashem will have mercy on us and we'll get a positive answer. The chances of approval of going to Uman, we knew how much they are.
Yeah.
Very, very small. And also there's the fact that they're even asking could even get them into trouble. Asking to go to Uman, why? It's not in your tourist thing. No, they didn't let them go anywhere.
It seemed like
it was a military base there, but they don't want tourists to see the disgusting parts of the country, only the nice parts.
No, they would have already checked.
They'll take you to there, you'll be there, and then go. No, they didn't let you go to Uman. Anyways, in order to inspect all the tourists in their country, so they had. Shmuel had a problem. What was the problem? The problem was that each group that came, or even two people, one person, they had a personal guide who guided them. The problem was that if the guide is a guidist, if it's a girl, it's a woman, Shmuel Shapira kind of had a problem with that a little bit. And this time, there was a woman coming to pick them up. What was the story? One second. So you can't ask the Russians to change a woman to a man, of course. Anyways, the hours passed, the sun went down, there was no answer. Suddenly the phone rings in the room, and they said, today is late, but we can't go. Tomorrow in the early morning we'll take you to Uman.
Ooh.
It was a very cold answer, but Shmuel, he said, he saw it was glowing, go to Uman. Yeah, the Sitra Acha itself called him and told him, we're taking you to Uman. That night they both didn't sleep at all. Rav Yudel from excitement. Rav Shmuel, he was preparing himself to go to the big day, going to Uman, going to Rabbeinu, could meet his Rebbe. Shmuel, he had to clean himself off from all of his Yetzer Hara. He had such a big Yetzer Hara, right? He had to clean himself, so to speak. Yeah, Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock exactly. We were waiting for the car. At the end, a beautiful, big, fancy car came, black car. There was a driver there. He saw Shmuel standing in the corner. They were waiting for someone else to come. At the end, they say we're waiting for the. You can't go without a guided, and she's coming soon. That's what they told him. She is coming soon. Shmuel stood in the corner, crying. After a while, then she didn't come. So the driver said, "Okay, get in. Yeah, let's go." And they went without her.
So they didn't even have someone on top of that.
That's a miracle.
What?
It's better than they had no one.
Yeah, it's better than they had no one, of course.
But look at the miracle.
Yeah, my, she stood and prayed and then she didn't come. Okay, we're still. I don't have time to continue today, but Hashem, tomorrow or on Wednesday, if you don't do it, Bodidut, and I'm Yisrael, I'll come here and we'll speak about.
How many hours driving from them? Kiev to Uman.
Today? 3 hours about. No, it's the regular car 3 hours. We go with the buses, it takes 3 hours.
Yeah.
The car is 3 hours.
From where to where?
From Kiev to Uman.
Where's
Kiev? Kiev is the capital of the Ukraine.
Where you land?
You could land there. You could land also in Odessa. It's exactly on the other side. Also 3 hours from Uman. Uman's in the middle. There's one road that goes from Kiev.
There's another airport in Uman, huh?
There is an airport in Uman also, but
they talked about it, but they don't have it.
Only one time, one plane landed there. Something. Tourists. I mean, people went to Uman.
How long did they do it?
There's another airport.